As you know, CFK Africa fights extreme poverty across informal settlements in Africa, and the ongoing rains across the country has caused a lot of devastation. First off, we've had lives lost, we've had livelihoods gone, and we've had the entire community ecosystem disrupted. So this has brought a lot of pain, suffering to a lot of residents of informal settlement in Kenya, specifically around informal settlements that are lacking of infrastructure necessary for them to be able to live normal lives. Really.
Besides the death toll, particularly Kenya, which we understand has gone to about, 76? What are some of the economic challenges as a result of the flooding?
We have had, of course, the death toll being officially announced at 76, but we, of course, also have reported cases of missing persons who've not been found. So we expect the death toll to unfortunately go high. We also have noted, regrettably, that a number of families have been wiped out literally. And this is quite evident in Madare and in Kibera, where the streams have overflown and literally wiped out businesses. We also know that the disruption and the poor infrastructure has led a lot of people not to be able to go to their places of work, and also the local kiosk and businesses have had to shut down. So the result or the impact of this is just unraveling. So we expect a lot of livelihoods to be disrupted by this.
What are some of the health issues that the communities that you work with are experiencing because of this flooding?
Like I did mention, we expect the water system to be contaminated, and this is going to, of course, pose rather a lot of danger to our water system, including drinking water. So we know as a country we've had an ongoing case of cholera, and there's also cases of dysentery that we are likely to get. And given the current medical strike that the country has, this is just going to pile up a lot of pressure to an already strained system.